This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
A little bit about the Yesod of Pesach, Haggadah. We all know that the union of the Pesach and the Haggadah is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what Nekuda in the Yetzias Mitzrayim is Mi'avdus L'Cheirus, that we were Avodim V'Zachartu K'yevid O'Yisa Be'eretz Mitzrayim V'ayivtucha Hashem Aleikecha Mi'beis Avodim. What is Avdus? What is Avdus? And what does it mean to be a Ben Chayrim? It's so much of the dialogue of Pesach, Avodim and Bnei Chayrim. Are we Avodim today, Rabbi Yisai? It's a very interesting question to ask before Pesach, because those that have homes feel that they're taka avodim, you know, before Pesach. There's so much work to do, and then when they come to the Pesach Seder, kamen zogen alayla azeh b'nei chayrim, that we're somewhat free. But obviously it's not referring to that. Obviously means avdus, under the rulership of a malchus, avdus. Are we avodim today? What's called avdus? We begin the Haggadah this way. The Haggadah begins, halach ma'anya yachal avasona, and we say clearly, hashata avdi, shana abo b'nei chayrim, says it clearly. Mefarshim ask, how could we say a statement, hashata avdi? Is it true? Are we avodim today? Now I understand, of course, we live under the Shibud HaMalchiyos, of course. But is that enough to qualify us as Avdi and Bnei Chayrim? And that's another question. Are we celebrating, or are we looking forward for Geula, Lashana Haba, to get away from the Shibud of Malchiyos? Is that what it means? Hashata Avdi, I mean, L'chayra, that's what we're saying. So I showed you last week, or the previous weeks, I don't remember, many shurim have been said since then, but I showed you that many learn that when you think of Lishuascha Kivinu Kalayayim, I showed you the Mishtabura brings it down, that when you think Lishuascha Kivinu Kalayayim, you should be Mechavim the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael. While the Chafetz Chaim in Tzipisli Yeshua says clearly that when we look forward for Geula, Geula Achayna, it's not based on the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael. It's Kveit Shemayim. We've mentioned this in the past. It seems to be a fundamental machlekes of what exactly are we looking forward to. When we say Geula, Zolzeich Zayin, Tzibias HaGoyel. Who doesn't say those words, right? And my speech isn't ending with that. I'm not trying to tell you that the speech, that the drash is over. That's usually how they end off every drash. When you say, what are we looking forward to? It's a kiyuma for tzipisali Yeshua. So we've mentioned this in the past, that the Sharatzion brings down, that you're supposed to think all the tremendous tragedies, the tzaris, that we go through in Galus. I don't have to bring to mention, of course, we don't have to elaborate when we talk about tzaris, tragedies and, that we suffer through the Galus, and what happened in Shabbos, in the Yiddish Shtub, is a sreifa. It's a tremendous sreifa. But this is not the Tzipisali Yeshua according to the Chafetz Chaim. Tzipisali Yeshua means that I want something more. I want Kveid Shemayim, V'neichal Shem, Min Azvachim, Min Apsachim. There's another Lashon of the Chafetz Chaim the Karbanis, the Beis HaMikdash. So then what does it mean, Hashata Avdi? What's the translation? Today we are Avadim. So I'd like to discuss Avdus, and I'd like to discuss Bnei Chayim. It's interesting, we have the Dalet L'Sheinus of Geula. And because of these Dalet L'Sheinus of Geula, we have four cases of Yayin. It's connected the Dalet L'Sheinus of Geula. The Madcha, Taflamid Dalet, Ipsachim Asakasha. Why wine? Dalet L'Sheinus of Geula. Take matzahs. Why is wine the object that we use to commemorate, to celebrate, to remember the Dalet L'Sheinus of Geula? Zeifchek de Matcha Kasha. Chassam Sofer says a very nice pshat. Chassam Sofer says, because Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin, and when we talk about the Geulas, the Vaitseisi, the Vihitzalti, the Vigaalti, the Lakachti, right? It's Shira. We're not just remembering, but we're saying Shira to the Rebbeinu Shloilam on the Vaitseisi, on the Vihitzalti, on the Vigaalti, and the Mela. We have Halacha of Ein Omrim Shira El Alayayin. Shira must be said on wine. In Brisket Torah, there's somewhat of them. Remez in this Nekuda, Brisket Rav learned always, brought in all the Sifrei of the Brisket Rav and his Talmidim, that when we have the Arba Kaisis, it's the thing that we're saying on those Kaisis. It's Kiddush Al HaKais, it's the Haggadah Al HaKais. Brisket Rav held the Kais the entire time when he said the Haggadah. Just like by Kiddush, you make the entire Kiddush al HaKais. He held the Kais, as Eved gebracht. He also had a very interesting hanhaga, that whenever, you know, we have this Dom, Tzvardeya, Kinim, we take off from the Arba Kaisis a little bit, right? The minig is to take off a little bit. The Brisket Rav held, and there's a problem, because then it comes out, when you refill the Kais, the later parts of what you say the Haggadah were not on the first Halakais, right? Because you added it in the middle of the Haggadah. The beginning of the Haggadah was not said on what you refilled the Kais. So his minig was to leave the Kais of Bracha the way it was, the Kais of the Haggadah, and use a different wine to do the Dom Tzvardei Akinim, because it had to be Halakais. Okay? So this is the aside, that every time it's not so much the Arba Kaisis, which is a big shayla, there's a Brisket Rav about it, I don't want to be marek so much. Is it the actual drinking of the Kais? Is that itself the Cheirus? Or is it what you say on the Kais? Is it the Kiddush that's on the Kais? Is it the Haggadah that's on the Kais? Is it the Bichas Hamazon on the Kais? The Mela fits very well with this Chassam Sofer of Ein Omrim Shira El HaKais, and therefore it was Dafka Yayin. There's a Meirid Dikavart from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, which leads us to understand what is the Vahitzesi, what is the Vihitzalti, Vigaalti, the Zichron that we're trying to make. Now there's four Lashaynas, Chabbeis say. Why four? And if you notice, a lot of the Haggadah is divided into four kashas. The four is a lot of about four. What's the magic number of four in the Haggadah? So there's a guy. The Gra explains that Arba Tzrichim Lahoidais. Four must give Shevach to the Eibishter. Those that are Yardei Hayom, those that come out of a Beis Asurim, those that go in a midbar, and those that are healed, four. And all four elements was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was saved from the waters. Klal Yisrael was Nisrapa from the Makis. So on and so forth. Azei Zokman from Goyin. And that's why we have four Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti. No, Yilach Machajman. According to this, so the four Lashainas are actually what? The physical Yeshua. It's about the physical Yeshua that happened. Vaitseisi, the Rabbi Yishalom took us out of a Beis Asurim. Vitzalti, Vigalti, whichever one, I'm not sure exactly which one of the four goes to which one of the four elements of Arbitrichim Lahaidais. We'll leave that for the Pesach Seder, you could work on it. But either way, it has to do with the physical Yeshua that happened to Klal Yisrael at that time. The Yardei Ayam, the Chavish Mibeis Asurim, the Chaylish Nisrapa, that's Vitzesi Vitzalti Vigalti. Look at many of the Rishainim and the Achrainim, there's obviously a Ruchniyistika component in the Geula as well. And the Vaitseisi and the Vitzalti and the Gaalti are mailis, one over the other in Ruchnius that happened to Klal Yisrael. Zakreb Shleima Zalman Orbach doesn't quote the Gaon, but he says this Yisoid, and he says that these are Aliyas Ruchnius. And when a person reaches one, he strives for the next one. And the more he grows, the stronger he gets. Food, any other object of eating, the more you eat it, the less you want it. So if we made it on a food, on a matzah, Zakreb Shleima Zalman, it wouldn't be going up, it would be going backwards. The idea is, yayin is migra gar, but you drink, you want more. And the more you drink, the happier you get. So to commemorate that the Vaitseisi went to the Vitzalti, which went to the Vigaalti, which went to the Lakachti, it's one kais on top of another kais on top of another kais. As I said, Meredik, you hear? Basically, you hear the vat. Vaitseisi, then you want Vitzalti. It's like a good bottle of wine. Get, take one drink, and you want the next, you don't want to stop. You want to go to the next, and then to the next. Good, we could talk about all the different halachic issues of the Dalit cases. Are they separate? Are they one mitzvah? Okay, the vat stays for itself, I say. What am I trying to bring out? No, you could read the Haggadah and sit at the Pesach Seder and think, all the inyanim were a physical, we left, we went, the makis, gevaldik, 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 right? Or we could experience Yitzias Mitzrayim in its ruchnius. And what did we have from it in ruchnius, Rabbi say? And that's a very important discussion. Because if you take the ruchnius, aliyah ruchni, that's supposed to come from Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Aliyah Ruchni, that's supposed to come from the Pesach Seder. We don't pay attention to that, and I think we're missing the side of the Inyan of Pesach and the Haggadah, the night of Seder. So let's see how the Briska Rav explains to us what Avdus is and what's Ben Chayim. There's a very, very yesoidistic piece of Torah from Rab Chaim. At the end of the Haggadah, and this you'll find throughout the davening, and many lashonos of Chazal, two lashonos, Pidyon and Geula. First we find, Lefika chanachnu chayavim, lehaydeis lehalil, who to the Rebbeinu Shleilam Haitzianu mi avdus lecheirus, and then we don't continue geula. We miyagin lesimcha me'evil liyantiv mafel argadol mishibud legeula. Avdus lecheirus and shibud geula. Are we just looking for different terminology to repeat that it should fit rhyme poetry? Of course not. Obviously, And especially it doesn't go together. Voltas to Zamengegang, and if it would go together, so you could say it's repeating a repetition of the, right? Many times Rishonim use this Lashon to emphasize the Nakuda, then we repeat. And Ezra speaks like this many times. Lashon in the Rishonim, but here it can't be this, because it says, Itzianu me'adus l'cheirus, and then we go to Yogain, and Evel, and Afela, and then comes Shibud Lagula. Also, what does it mean, V'neimar l'fonov Shira Chadasha? What is a Shira Chadasha? A new song. Today, people are looking for new songs. I don't mean to not be hip with the times. I don't get it. I don't get the music of today, and I'm not that old. I would take the old Nagunim for all the money in the world. They sound to me much better. And I hope I'm not going to get any phone calls from Aderet or some other musical place. I don't know. Aderet is still around these days? I don't know. Okay, probably not. Obviously, if everyone's looking like I know what I'm talking, that's probably not even around anymore. Okay. The point being, what is the Shira Chadasha? What is Shira Chadasha? To show you that this is a real Ha'ara, it's not Stam, just a play on words. Tilais le'el elyayin ga'elam baruch u'mevayrach ma'yishev v'nei Yisrael l'chanu Shira. So they said Shira, right? What was the Shira? Mikamaycha, be'elam Hashem, Hashem, meredi, you're great, neiras, hilois. Okay. Then we start with another, again. Shira Chadasha, Shibchu Giulim L'Shim Chagada El Asfas Hayom. So did I miss something? What happened? We just said Tilois Lelelyan Gayalam Baruchu Mevayrach. That we said Shira B'Simcha Rabba. We said Shira. No. Then again, Shira Chadasha Shibchu Giulim L'Shim Chagada El Asfas Hayom Yachad. Kulam haydu v'mlichu v'amru. Hashem yimloich li'aylam v'ed. I could give you a whole halacha if Hashem yimloich is part of the shir. It's not part of the shir. We could talk about all this. This is interesting halacha rate. But what's in the davening? It seems like we're trying to break up that there's two parts, two types of shira. One is shira, one is shira chadash. It's something, no, shatav. But it's make believe it's a Rambam, okay? Because it is, it's no difference. Probably early, it's before the Rambam. Tanshe Knes Agadayla. Vas likta, vas shteta. Epishteta, something is here. Okay, Rabbi Sahib. Let me tell you now, Reb Chaim is not on here. Reb Chaim is on the last part of the Haggadah. There's a Reb Chaim that doesn't ask these questions, but he addresses a different question, which is more or less the same Shaila. V'noid lecha shir chadash. Again, Shir Chodesh. Al Geula Seinu V'al Pedus Nafshenu. Geula and Pediyah. What are the two Lashonos of Geula and Pediyah? That's Reb Chaim's Zahra. Why do we have two Neschoyes? Mitzrayim is about Geula and Mitzrayim is about Pediyah. Says Reb Chaim, two Yesoides. Geula is on the physical, we left. Yeah. Pediyah, who chalois bechefzo. This is a kibchayim. Shteitzach, everything's two dinim. So let's talk two dinim. So ain din, physically we left. And the tzeita din is, we left physically. It's we. If you want, we could say, gavra mit chefzo. But that really doesn't work out, because here it's, on the gavra, it's chefzo. And the gavra meaning the maisa. Let's call it Mais and Gavra, all right? Mais and Gavra. So for those that don't know Mais and Gavra, we have to explain. Are we talking about the act of the Geula? Are we talking about the person who became Nigal? Sakhab Chaim, we're talking about both. And that's why we say, Hoitzionim Avzecherus Umishibud LeGeula. And this is what we say, V'noidel chal gulaseinu abdus nafshenu, because there's two inyanim, and we say this in Birchas Hamazon, Shaitzisonim etz Yitzrayim uvdisonim ibeis avadim. Geula is the act, and Geula is the cheftza. And then he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says there was a tain on a person who makes himself an eved. We pierce his ears. Don't you know you're not an eved? Because that was part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know what part of Yetzias Mitzrayim was? That we left and that we never could be an eved anymore. We're done with that. We left. We're not an eved anymore. So that's why there's a taina. Didn't you hear on Har Sinai that you're not an eved? You're an eved to Ribbono Shel Olam. There's another piece of Briska Rav, this Nakuda. Yetzienu Hashem Lekeinu L'Cheirus Olam. What does Cheirus Olam mean? L'Cheirus. The Ribbono Shel Olam took us out. No. He took us out L'Cheirus Olam forever. Ayid can never be an Eved anymore. Finished. He might be shackled. He might be put in a concentration camp. But he will never be an Eved. Let me add words to that. Even though Reb Chaim didn't say this part, but this is what he means. This is what the Briska Rav means. That a nation could come, take away the mahus of the Yid. In Mitzrayim, we were almost unidentifiable. But then we left Mitzrayim as Yidin. And once we turned into a Yid, that can never change. No one could take captivity of that. There was no capturing. The only Eved we could ever be from here on in is Eved LaHakadosh Baruch Hu. Avdus means something completely different. Avdus, you could take a Yid and work him and enslave him and torture him, but you can't break the Yid, you can't break who he is, his spirit, so to speak. This is what we gained in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim we gained Cheirus Olam. Avodai heim v'le avodim la'avodim. The Yid remains the Yid. No matter what he's subject to, the Yid is the Yid. Now Rabbi Yisai, let me show you another Nekuda. Chayit is an interesting Ha'ara. By Geula, it's called Geula Seinu. By Pedus, it's called Pedus Nafshenu. Interesting. Interesting Lashon. Pedus Nafshenu. Sahara, a deal that I've made to many of my Rabbeim over the years. And I understand it in light of all the Torah we said before, but I want to point out something that's important. If you notice, what do we say? And all ask the Kasha, who said, how do we know? History could have brought some redemption. An atomic bomb could have changed the whole, what do you call that, the map of the Middle East, us in Mitzrayim as well, just using vernacular people use today. The point being, how do we know, how do you know this? How do you know that we would still be there today? And again, in the Briska Gadar of David Salvechik Shlita, he says, it doesn't mean physically. And this is really what we were speaking about. The Shibut doesn't mean physical, because that we could have what? We could have maybe left the physical Shibut of Mitzrayim. Harayonu Meshubadim means we would still have the grasp. We'd still be in the, so to speak, the Beis Asurim of Parai, whatever Parai means, the Yetzirah of Parai, whatever Parai and Mitzrayim stand for, we would still be there today. Notice, don't say, Harion, we would be what? Avodim leparai. It says we would be mishubadim. We could walk the streets, Rabbi Isai, and still be mishubit to whatever Mitzrayim and Pari stands for. Now, when we left Mitzrayim, it can never conquer us completely, the Shibut. That's true. That's what we said, it was Cheiris Olam. But we could still have Shibut. We could still have a certain avdus Mitzrayim can be long gone, and that we have in all the Yom Tovim with Yavon, and we're always celebrating the Nitzachin of that moment, every Yom Tov, over the Tzara of the Golos of that Golos. That's klar. That every Yom Tov that passes, and we say clearly, Chayvon the leader Sassatz Mekilu Yatzal Mi Mitzrayim, and Reb David Taka brings this. We've now left today, right now, we're leaving Mitzrayim. Tonight, we're leaving Mitzrayim. How are we leaving Mitzrayim? Sfaradim have a minig that they talk it, play out the whole act of Mitzrayim. Their father's carrying the stuff on the back, and their Behilu Yatzana Mitzrayim, they untie the shoes, the whole. Interesting. We don't do that. We just what? Think. Chayiv on the Lir Kehilu Yatzim Mitzrayim. Do we think that we're actually in Mitzrayim and leave Mitzrayim? It's a good heart. Why not? Why don't we take it and say, you know what? Let me feel. And maybe we should. But the truth is, there's a part of this which is not so much the physical, like I said to you. Kehilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, and that's what Rav David is saying. It means Yutaka leaving the Shibud, the Gullus, the Yetzahara, any words you want to use, of Mitzrayim. And this is, Hare Anu Vaneinu, we would still be Meshubadim Ayinu, L'Paribim Mitzrayim. So we've established, with Aklal Kait Rabbeisai, that besides the actual storyline of the Haggadah, leaving, going into the Midbar, we also must, the Ruchni is chelik of it. The change that Mitzrayim, as well as Pesach, and the night of the Seder, and the eating of the Matzah, does on us physically, and Ruchni is wise, is a chelik of Mishibud Legiula. Mishibud Legiula. Why do we say by pidgin, Pidus Nafshenu? And the Teretz Rabbeisai is like I just explained to you. Pidyon doesn't only mean physical. Paida. An Eved, your Paida. Klal Yisrael had a pidyon. And where was that pidyon? It was Nafshenu. Pidyon Nafshenu. The Nefesh of the Yid was lost in Mitzrayim. Al Gulasenu. And I'll tell you where I got this from. It's a Mefurish Goyin, if you just learn up the Goyin properly. The Goyin in Aderes Eliyahu speaks, he says, Tula Shinus, all the brisket tire is based on this. He begins with this Ksiv, Hamoy Tiaschem Eretz Mitzrayim Ve'apaitcha Mi Beis Avadim. So Yitzia is from Mitzrayim. And Pedia is mi beis avadim. So der gayin shtei geulos haye mitzias Mitzrayim. There were two geulos that took place in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Achas balaylo v'hu aschaltak de geula. Sh'am amayish lepare balaylo im tirtza lifter miyad min amakis emulem b'nei chayrim ata. If you want to be paid yourself on the makis, tell them you're Bnei Chayrim. Ulamachras, tomorrow, the next day, Be'etzem Hayoim Yotzu Mimitzrayim Biyad Ramo. G'ulas Halayla is called Pidyon. Ooh, what is the Kohen saying? You know, it's interesting, Avesai. When did we leave Mitzrayim? If someone would ask you when you left Mitzrayim, morning. I would be very careful to answer that. It depends, physically or spiritually. It's a gayim, as they say. Forgive me that I borrow American terms. If you want, I could say the shir in Yiddish. It would be easier for me. But being that we're saying it in English, so understand the difference. There's two geulas. There was one geula, which was physical. That was on the day. There was another Geula Rabbeisai that happened at night. when they ate the Pesach, the Matzah, the Marach. And what did they say? We are B'nai Chayrim. Okay, what does that mean? Are they role-playing? What does it mean, B'nai Chayrim? Yidalach, Zog Pshat, Pshat and Gayin, no? What's made of Gayin? All you have to do is say it, and the Mela it is. What is the guy? I mean, we could say different truths. Okay, mashallah, we can go into that. But I want to tell you what I think the guy might be saying. Efshir. The Meisha should give me the other say, Naim, to say a right mahalach in the guy. You know what the guy continues with? He says that actually we were considered Nigalim by Makas Bechayru. Says the guy, Kol Bechayreim Arachta. Ubecharcha ga'alto. Ga'alto? Gula? The gula has to do with the makas b'chayven? It's pasuk. Kal b'chayreim arata. Ubecharcha ga'alto. So what is this all about? Zakt el gayin that this was ha'poitcha balayla shenasnu pidyon. Bechayrim had to do with the Geula, because with the Bechayrim we switched Bechayr, Bechayr Mitzrayim. What's going on here? What does the Goyim mean? And I'll tell you Rabbi Say, for the sake of time, say Bekitzen, the rest I want you to think about. And the Pshat is like this, Rabbi Say. B'ni Bechayr Yisrael, Kedushas Bechayr. Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael the night of Pesach. Physically, we left the day of Pesach. The pidyon nafshenu, the pidyon, the kol b'chayreim arakta v'charcha Yisrael go'alta, from a different ge'ula, Rabbi say, that Klal Yisrael became nigal, that they became Klal Yisrael. We are not the Bechayim Mitzrayim. We are Bnei Chayim. Say that through all the Hanhagis of the Leil Pesach, what are we saying? We're saying, Hashat Hacha, maybe, but we're still Bnei Chayim. We know that it means something completely different. It's not the physical. You know, the pachet that they had, they knew they were leaving, they had bitachon that they're going to leave tomorrow. That's true. But it didn't make a difference. Achenigla aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'gala. We spoke about this many times. Klal Yisrael, the night of Pesach, reach what it means to be Yid. They reach what it means to be B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. P'dus nafshenu. The pidyon first came to Nafshenu. Now Rabbi Say, because of time, like I said, there's a lot to talk about this. Shira Chadasha. What's a Shira Chadash? I asked you an interesting aga. What's the pshat? Mika Meicha is Shira, right? What's Shira Chadasha? Shibchu. What's Shibchu? How did the Shibchu Geulim? And this is already a Brisker Rav also. Brisker Rav says they got a Heftz of Hashem Geulim al Sfas Hayom. They left Shibchu Geulim. Because Geulim was, it's not just a physical, it's a Mahus. It's a Heftz, like Reb Chaim says. Brisker Rav says it over here too. Shibchu Geulim. So what's the Pshat? You tell me what the Shira was. Shira was Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Vo'ed. That's the Shira of Yid. The first Shira was Mikamaycha, Mikamaycha, Naira Sihilai Saisafela. You know what the Shira of Yid is? That he's able to say Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Vo'ed. That's what a Yid is called Shira. It's not about what he got. It's not praising for what he's getting or will get, but it's that Hashem's Malchus is Netzach. And that's what the Yid obtained. And that's called a Shir Chadash. It's a whole different type of a Shir, Rabbeinu. Yidin sing different songs than Gayim. That's the Shir Chadash. Shira Chadasha. It's a whole different type of a Shira. Others sing about all their Itzainis. We sing about one thing. Hashem Yimloch. I don't even say Hashem Melech. What's Hashem Yimloch? What am to Hashem Melech? What am to Hashem Melech? Our Shira is that Hashem should be Yimloch Le'olam Vaed. It's lost in love. That's our tzepisa Yeshua. That's called Yeshua to us. That's called Shira Chadasha. You know, we tell the Ben Rasha, he asks the question, and what do we tell him? How do you know? And the Erev Rav left. The Erev Rav left. So there's a chidah about this. No mila. Without mila you couldn't leave. I don't know where you see that this Rasha doesn't have mila. Moedis v'achukim. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't believe in mila. Haki Yashinov. You know the famous Torah, right? Why do we knock out his teeth? The Flexog in Europe, they used to say, because the Rasha asks, if Rabbeinu Shem wanted me to have mila, I would have been born with it. If Rabbeinu Shem wanted, right? So we knock out his teeth and tell him, you're born with your teeth. If Rabbeinu Shem wanted you to have teeth, you would have been born with it. That's the old famous Velpel, that the Flexog in Europe, all right? I see you laughing. Either you know it, and every time it's funny again, or you never heard it before. I don't know, because I grew up on this, all right? What's the point, Rabbeinu? The point is, what is the Lehaya Niga? Why not? Who said? So there's a Briska Rav about this also. Briska Rav says, because it says, Bavuzeh, Hoitzi Hashem, Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Bavuzeh, Bavur, Sha'akayim Mitzvah, so it's two Girsayis in Rashi, that you'll do the mitzvahs. So if he comes and he questions, what am I doing the mitzvahs for? So we tell him, Rabid, you better reevaluate your thinking, because if you would have been there with such thinking, you wouldn't have been nigal. Zeizak Briska Rav. Tonight, it's a condition. You know, the Malbim explains the question of the Rasha. So much. It's just so overbearing. It's so... Fifl kemen oishal. It's a shibud way above. It's way too much. It's archaic. It brings both pshat and malbim. So I was thinking maybe that's the pshat. Ilo haya sham, lo haya nigal. Why? Do you understand that that became what a yid looks forward to? Under the tatis and mamis, they look forward for the avodah. You know, the word ma edus v'achukim could be two things. Ma could mean what is it for, or ma means what is it because I want more. The chacham wants more. The rasha wants none of it. It's too much for him. Ilo haya sham, lo haya nigal. This would not be a geula for him. Because we were told that we're leaving Mitzrayim for avodah, for avdus. It's a whole different understanding of Avdus. Avdus, which is Miyagin L'Simcha, Mafeila L'Argadol, we have a different way of understanding. This is not an Avodah Fakert. Our parents loved every second of it. So I see Gevent Shver, it was difficult. No, they didn't feel it. They felt it the other way around. Ilo Haya Hashem. You think it was easy to sit Mitzrayim with all the avodah and go through a midbar when the kabbal zayin the toyer for emvolt is nishke zayin then can geula. They say a joke and with this I'll end. Europe they used to say Gan Eden and Gehenim is the same thing. What does it mean? The tzaddik lake the marayin in the Gan Eden with all the svarim and the learning for emes is Gan Eden. Lake the rasha rein dat for him it's. For him, it's going to be a Gehenim Pashit. The force of this is the Ma'avayda, the Chacham, the Ma'avayda, the Rasha. One looks at it, that it's a Gan Eden. And the other one looks at it, it's an Ibelebenish. It's an Ibelebenish. Ilahoy Hashem, Loi haya nigel. This is what we got, shira chadasha. That a yid enjoys to be an eved. Okay, it's a good thing. This is the chiluk between avdus habesach. Take the yontif of Pesach. Thank the Eibishter. We thank the Eibishter that we can learn and that we can daven. Without it, it's yagay. Afeilah la'ayir gadol. It's light, dark. The only difference is, and this I want you to think about, one of the yetzaharas of Pare was kfeidus halev. The stubbornness not to. Part of breaking that yetzahara. Torah is wonderful. Torah is gevaldig. Yiddishkeit is beautiful. Kvedus halev, that yetzahara, is an avdus that doesn't let us alone. We have to fight that avdus. No kvedus halev. And we should talk of Astri, Bajam Kain, Tegienu, Regalim, Ulamay Adam Acherim. That's part of the Geula. What is the Geula? That we got redeemed? No. We look forward for more. More Mayad. You ever sit, think by the Seder, I can't wait for the next Yontif with all the Tirchas that are coming. No, every Yid thinks that way. Baruch Hashem, Kein Takienu, L'Regalim, Ulam Mayadim Acherim, more Yom Toivim, give us more. If you look at this, I bring Mekatza, it's a machlekes in the Gemara how you should end the bracha. One bracha, according to one mandami, just Hashem Galon of the Galas Aviseinu. The second mandami says he's supposed to say all this, Hashem Galon of the Galas Aviseinu, Kein Tagienu. Never do you find a bracha that we ask in the bracha that we should have more. Never have it. Where do you ever have such a bracha? It's a Pasha Shail Rabbeza. Kein Tagienu. What does that do with the bracha? You have a bakashi, Yiratzin afterwards. Start a Yiratzin. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zeicher. Because you have to understand the brach of Gula. You know what the brach of Gula is? The Painish Shleil. Masha'i Galan, that we want more. Regalim, Mayadim, Acherim, Beis HaMikdash, Shenizbach, we should be Zeicher to the Taka, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Avodah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.